The 21st of September, you're listening to Radio Life and Style. It is about 25 minutes to the top of the hour. Usually I give you your headlines at this time, but we have a rather interesting interview. As promised before, I'm sitting here with DA Councillor for Ward 22, Privy Makin, and she's here to discuss a rather pressing issue. Now, some of you might know or may have heard through the grapevine that the Salt Rock Motor Vehicle Licensing Center has been closed, and Privy is here to tell us all about it. A very good afternoon to you, Councillor.
Good afternoon, Nokwanda, and good afternoon to the listeners of 88FM. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Now, this seems like a rather big inconvenience. The Salt Rock Motor Vehicle Licensing Center has been shut, and I believe everybody in Greater Ballito utilizes the center. Why? That's the big question. Why?
So that's quite correct, Nokwanda. So the Motor Vehicle Licensing Center in Salt Rock is it's basically a Department of Transport Licensing Center with Quadaguza Municipality being the agents. And it is an extremely well-utilized facility. Mm-hmm. And for anyone that's actually had the displeasure of actually going into this facility, you'll understand that things haven't been great for a number of years, from the structural defects to a very erratic network. And earlier this week, Department of Transport finally issued a directive indicating that they were temporarily suspending services until the municipality as the agents were in a position to provide a more conducive environment to transact from.
Now, this is obviously in terms of the Labor Act and the Occupational Act and basically health and safety. This is what this is in reference to. Prior to this, had there been any engagements on the issue?
So another interesting question. So the issue has been raised certainly by me through portfolio committees, through engagements through the head to the head of departments for at least the last 2 years. And in fact, interestingly, a letter was issued by Department of Transport in 2018 already. So that's pretty much 3 years ago, mm-hmm. indicating that you need to get your house in order to provide an acceptable level of service to the community. And unfortunately, that hadn't happened in the last 3 years. So perhaps I should also put it into further perspective, just to give you an indication and give the listeners an indication of exactly how well utilized this facility is. So in July this year, you know, there were over 3,361 transactions conducted at that center.
Wow.
So for a small licensing service, a center like that, they are serving a great area. But the level of service has certainly declined in the last year, because in July last year, they were able to transact 7,050 transactions in the same month. And in addition to this, Nokwanda, so it's not just the inconvenience, there's a lot to council in terms of revenue. So how the service level agreement works is, so Quadaguza provides a building, exactly. So office space and the staff component, and Department of Transport then provides
the
system, the
exactly.
ENATIS system. Mm-hmm. And Quadaguza then generates 8% of the revenue, so 8% of whatever income is generated through motor vehicle licensing renewals. So let's use 1.5 million mm-hmm. rand generated in a month. Mm-hmm. Quadaguza would get 8% of that, which is 150,000 rand. So with the center being closed now, there certainly is a loss of revenue to council.
Exactly. And the question is, where is that money going to if they're unable to conduct a general health and safety assessment on the center? What does this, I mean, of course, KDM is not here to answer for themselves. And I think it's only fair that they also be given an opportunity to reply to this. But in the meantime, what can you do as the ward councillor, and how can people support you in getting this resolved?
Thanks, Nokwanda. So actually, Quadaguza have had an opportunity to reply. I wrote to them formally yesterday to request a number of things, and one of them being most critical: when was formal communication going to be disseminated to the greater community to mitigate further inconvenience. There's been no formal communication. In fact, what there is a handwritten paper note on the door saying that the system is offline.
Which is incorrect?
It is absolutely incorrect. Municipalities need to take communities into their confidence. In addition to that, I've written to the head of the department to find out what plans are underway to relocate the staff, and will the staff then remain home, the staff and the security remain at home at a cost to the ratepayers, until they are able to be relocated to a more conducive building. And I must tell you one other interesting fact, that there is a budget allocated to actually repair that building. It's been rolled over for 2 years. 1.5 million rand allocated to repair the roof in that building, rolled over for 2 years. So which department will actually accept responsibility now for council having lost revenue over this period of closure? So those are the pertinent questions that haven't been answered. And great, the municipality, if they would like to come to your platform and answer it, fantastic. Take the community into their confidence.
And no, we have it on very good record that the reason for the closure, as according to a letter I have in front of me from the Department of Transport, is that due to the office not being conducive to operate and placing the safety of staff members as well as the public and the equipment of the department at risk. Where can people go to from now? I mean, now you have to drive all the way to Stanga in the meantime until the issue is resolved?
Correct. So I understand that plans are underway to relocate those offices. But, you know, we've been talking about it. Certainly, I've been talking about it through the portfolio committee for the last 2 years. So I think it's a little bit unfair for the community now to be further inconvenienced to drive all the way to Stanga when solutions have been offered. Recommendations have been adopted, but they have just not been implemented. So currently, the current status quo is that the community, greater community, are going to have to utilize Stanga to do motor vehicle licensing renewal transactions until some formal communication is disseminated by the municipality indicating that there is an alternate space to transact from, but a conducive space.
And that's the operative word. I mean, I also do think that moving to another location doesn't really take away the responsibility of having to maintain that building and utilize the profits that you are getting from the Department of Transport. While I think at this point, we only have your two sides of the story. We've got your side. We have the side from the department. And I think we definitely will work on getting KDM to actually answer for this and give the public answers as to, I mean, if I'm a ratepayer, first and foremost, I think I deserve to have services that I'm paying for up and running and in a rather a conducive manner. We are heading to local government elections, and these are some of the issues that come up. Do you think that the party that is currently running KDM, do you think they will make a comeback in this season in good timing?
Nokwanda, I don't think I'd like to indulge in that space right now. It's still very, very early days.
Yeah.
But certainly what I would like is an opportunity to come back onto your platform to tell the listeners of certainly Ward 22 what is on offer by the DA, and to speak about our own track record and perhaps then highlight the service delivery failures from the current party that is running Kwadugusa.
Well, it has been a rather interesting conversation, and you heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Thank you so much to Councillor Preeti Makin for giving us more insight into the matter. So now you do know it has been confirmed that the licensing center is not in fact offline, but has been suspended pending a resolution to the issues that are surrounding that workspace. Thank you once again, and I'll see you at 3 o'clock for more news and updates. Stay close to Radio Life and Style.